green Douglas firs where the waters cut through. Down her wild mountains and canyons she flew, Canadian Northwest to the ocean so blue. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Wonder if maybe they could turn the mic down just a little bit. I think it's squealing, isn't it? Am I right? I thought of maybe starting off this evening singing some songs of a fellow who is maybe one of the greatest ballad makers of all time, certainly of this century. A little sawed-off fellow from Oklahoma, but everywhere he went, he'd write down rhymes about the people and places he met. He must have written thousands of songs if he put them all together. A lot of them may not have been worth anything, but some of them, I think, will last a long time. This one, for example, is practically a standby already in the schools of Portland, Oregon. And as a matter of fact, if you know the chorus, you could join in on it. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. Other great rivers lend power to you. The Yakima Snake and the Klickitat too, and the Sandy Willamette and the Hood River too. So roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Make her pretty now.
Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. Tom Jefferson's vision would not let him rest. An empire he saw in the Pacific Northwest. He sent Lewis and Clark, and they did the rest. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. The river is Grand Coulee Dam, the biggest thing built by the hand of a man, to run the great factories and water the land. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Power is turning our darkness to dawn. So roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Woody Guthrie wrote that song in the year of 1940, it was. He was working for the Bonneville Power Administration. Believe it or not, he had a job called a research consultant. What happened was there was some fellow working on for the Bonneville Power Administration as publicity man. And he had the sharp idea that some songs would get some good publicity for it. So when Woody barged into Portland, Oregon with a wife and three children and an old jalopy, why, he got hired. He drove up and down the river and he'd sit with pencil in hand writing thousands of rhymes about the river and the people working on it. I can't remember half the tunes or the words. There was one wonderful line in the Columbia Talkin' Blues You know, down at Bonneville, sitting by the rocks, watching all the ships in the Bonneville docks. And went on, it's telling about the salmon. Said, them salmon fish are pretty shrewd. They got senators and politicians, too, run every 4 years. Later on, Woody came east, joined up with the Almanac Singers. World War II broke out. And there was a song he wrote for the ship. She was sunk. I remember coming back in the subway from a booking we had. And he was turning it around in his mind, trying to think how he could make up a song about that ship called the Reuben James. He wrote a lot of verses, and we said, Woody needs a chorus. So he went back and he... made up a chorus out of the tune for the verse, which he'd swiped. Have you heard of a ship called the Good Reuben James? Manned by hard-fighting men, both of honor and fame. She flew the stars and stripes of the land of the free, but tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea. Tell me what were their names, tell me what were their names. Do you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names, tell me what were their names. Do you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? It was there in the dark of that uncertain night that we watched for the U-boats and waited for that fight. Then a whine and a rock and a great explosion roared, and they laid the Reuben James on the cold ocean floor. Tell me what were their names, tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names, tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? Now tonight there are lights in our country so bright. In the farms and in the cities they're telling of that fight. And now our mighty battleships will steam the bounding main and remember the name of the Good Reuben James. Tell me what were their names, tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names, tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? Later on, Woody himself was in the Merchant Marine. I think he got a couple of ships torpedoed out from underneath him. And after the war, he came back. He had a little girl named Kathy. He wrote some of the world's best children's songs for. And this little girl will live forever in some of the songs that he wrote. The one I use always for the children's programs that I give is that Put Your Finger in the Air, but there's another that I just happened to think of this evening. Mama, oh mama, come wash my face. Come wash my face, come wash my face. Mama, oh mama, come wash my face and make it nice and clean, oh brother, come scrub my back. Come scrub my back. Come scrub my back. Oh, brother, come scrub my back and make it nice and clean, oh. Clean, oh, clean, oh, clean, oh, clean. Clean, oh, clean, oh, clean, oh, clean. Oh, rubbity, drubbity, and scrub, scrub, scrubbity. Make me nice and clean, oh. Father, oh father, come shine my shoes. Come shine my shoes, come shine my shoes. Father, oh father, come shine my shoes. Make me nice and clean, oh. Sister, oh sister, come smell me now. Come smell me now. Come smell me now. Sister, oh sister, come smell me now. Don't I smell nice and clean, oh. That was, it must have been one of Woody's favorite melodies, because he used it for half a dozen different songs. He used it for the, he used the same tune for the famous Ladies Auxiliary song. I think some of you know the story of it. Woody and the Almanacs had written a song called The Union Maid, and a year or so later, the CIO Ladies Auxiliary came up to us and said, we want you to write a theme song for the Ladies Auxiliary. Woody said, what's wrong with The Union Maid? That's a good song. Well, they said, it's not quite dignified enough. Besides, it doesn't have the word Ladies Auxiliary in it. And so Woody wrote him a song. Oh, the Ladies Auxiliary is a good auxiliary. It's the best auxiliary that you ever did see. If you need an auxiliary, you see the Ladies Auxiliary. It's the Ladies Auxiliary. It is a fact, Woody could write a good tune if he had to, but since there were so many good tunes floating around, why, I don't think he was even conscious of the fact, for example, that he used the tune of Goodnight Irene for Roll On Columbia, and he did know that he used the tune of Wildwood Flower, was a hit of the Carter families way back in the 30s. He used that for Reuben James, but like I say, if he had to make up a chorus where there was no chorus, he'd go back into the melody and turn it upside down. His methods of work were so unorthodox, all he did was to write a song was sit down and write it. Some people sweat and groan and everything, but he always had a pencil and paper with him. And I remember the night he wrote Tom Joad, he got a gallon of wine and borrowed my typewriter and came up and started writing. He never read the book Grapes of Wrath. He went out to see the movie. And Victor Records said they wanted to have a song about Tom Joad. He went and saw it. He said, Pete, it's a good movie. Well, around 10 or 12 o'clock at night, I got sleepy and I went to bed. I woke up in the morning. Woody was asleep on the floor. The gallon of wine was empty. And the finished song was sticking in the typewriter there. And the tune for that, he used the tune of The Ballad of John Hardy, come to think of it. The reason I tell you all this is that I feel that other people ought to emulate him, or at least try to. I'm not talking about the wine, necessarily. But in making up songs, and not feeling ashamed of swiping an old tune. That tune which I said must have been one of his favorites, Clean Old Clean, and Ladies Auxiliary, that was the old story about the butcher boy in Jersey City I did dwell. Hey, I know a different way of singing that. Just learned it last summer. So unless you were here last night, I'm teaching you a new song. It's not in Jersey City I did dwell. This is the way I learned it. It's from right near my hometown on the Hudson River. In Tarrytown, I did dwell. A lovely youth, I loved him well. He courted me my life away, but now with me he will no longer stay. Wide and deep my grave will be, with the wild goose grasses growing over me. Wide and deep my grave will be, with the wild goose grasses growing over me. Say, that chorus would sound pretty if you'd all sing it with me. Let's get this banjo going in. And boost up the microphone a little bit so I can drown them out in spite of the fact they're singing. Oh, wide and deep, my grave will be, my grave will be. With the wild goose grasses growing over me. Oh, wide and deep, my grave will be, my grave will be. With the wild goose grasses growing over me. when I wore my apron low. He'd follow me through ice and snow. Now that I wear my apron high, he goes right down my street and passes by. Wide and deep my grave will be, with the wild goose grasses growing over me. Oh, wide and deep, wide and deep my grave will be, my grave will be, with the wild goose grasses growing over me. Hey, it sounds pretty, especially get some harmony on it. There is an inn in Tarrytown where my love goes and he sits him down. He takes another on his knee, for she has gold and riches more than me. Wide and deep my grave will be, my grave will be, with the wild goose grasses growing over me. Rock on down now, wide and deep, wide and deep my grave will be, with the wild goose grasses growing over me. It's always the trouble. Just when you get to learn a song, the darn thing's over. I don't know any more verses. Sing the first over again. In Tarrytown, there did dwell a lovely youth. I knew him well. He courted me my life away, but now with me he will no longer stay. Why, Andy, my grave will be, with the wild goose grasses growing over me. Oh, one more time, wide and deep, wide and deep my grave will be, with the wild goose grasses growing over me. Oh, you sang pretty. I'll clap for you. I learned another song since I saw you last. Way in the East Coast is a good singer and song leader named Tony Salatan, who does something very remarkable. He actually learns songs out of songbooks, which is a hard thing to do. He can read music well. That's an advantage. Oh, I can read music theoretically, but, you know, it's one thing to read music and go... Dum, 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 dum. And it's another thing to read it so it makes sense. This is an African folk tune, and it's got only one line in it. I gotta teach it to you, though. Tina single lovotayo, wacha, wacha, wacha. That's all you have to learn. You can say it, Tina, say that. Tina single, single lovotayo, lovotayo. Watcha, 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 watcha. That's all there is to it. Tina, single, lelovotayo. Watcha, watcha, watcha. Try it again. Tina, single, lelovotayo. Watcha, watcha, watcha. Then there's a nice chorus that goes, watcha, 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 watcha. Try that again. Watcha. Watcha, 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 watcha. Tina, Tina, sing, lelovotayo. Watcha, watcha, watcha. Tina, Tina, sing, lelovotayo. Watcha, watcha, watcha. Watcha, 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 watcha. Watcha, watcha. Watcha, watcha, watcha. Oh, I forgot. forgot there's another part. La 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 all together. Incidentally, I just 2 days ago found out what the words mean. I wrote to a friend of mine in South Africa, and I'd learned the song up here, and Tony Soliton, he didn't know the words. The songbook didn't tell him. But this friend of mine down there said the words simply mean, said, we are flaming and on fire. You'll burn, you'll burn, you'll burn. You know, the wonderful thing about folk music, you can think of all kinds of meanings to it, can't you? That watcha in the part in the chorus should go on at the same time as the la-la-las go on, so we'll have to split up here again, as usual. Everybody on this side, you go watcha, 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 and you go la-la-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la-la, 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 la-la-la-la-la-la. Then we all do the tina. We're all set. Loosen your girdles. Here we go. Tina, first, just to make sure you really know it. No, we better not. Better get that watcha going right. Let's get the watchas really going good. On this side, you start off, and then I'll bring you in till we get it really know it really well. Watcha, 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 watcha. Do it over again. La 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 la. Try it once more. La 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 la. Tina, Tina, sing le lovotayo, watcha, watcha, watcha. Everybody, Tina, sing le lovotayo, watcha, watcha, watcha. La 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 la, watcha. Think of what other songs I know that I've never sung here before. Any chemists in the house? In Minnesota last year, I learned a song from someone who'd learned a song from someone else in Reed College, who learned it from someone in Oxford University. I don't know where he got it. But it's about the man who assists the chemistry professor to check the students' demonstrations or experiments. He's called a demi. The first time I made it up, the demi said to me, there's one metal more in group three. The second time I made it up, the demi said to me, chloride isn't there, and there's one metal more in group three. Oh, the third time I made it up, the demi said to me, Iron's there in traces, chloride isn't there, and there's one metal more in group. The fourth time I made it up, the demi said to me, who said manganese? Iron's there in traces, chloride isn't there, and there's one metal more in group. The fifth time I made it up, the demi said to me, no fluoride. Who said manganese? Iron's there in traces, chloride isn't there, and there's one metal more in group three. The sixth time I made it up, the demi said to me, have you tried a flame test? No fluoride. Who said manganese? Iron's there in traces, chloride isn't there, and there's one metal more in group three. The seventh time I made it up, the demi said to me, what was that explosion? Have you tried a flame test? No fluoride. Who said manganese? Iron's there in traces, chloride isn't there, and there's one. The last time I made it up, the demi said to me, go take up physics. I don't know. Do you have any architects in the house? No architects at University of Chicago? This song was written by a professor of architecture at Carnegie Tech. He's a good banjo picker, too. Two? He's a good banjo picker. He's a good architect, too. Anyway, he makes up dozens, hundreds of songs, usually of interest to local people. Architects and so on laugh uproariously at them, and usually the point escapes others. I'll see what you think of this one. When great-grandfather was a gay young blade and great-grandmother was his bride, they found a lot, a very pretty spot over on the old north side. It sloped downward from the river, from River Avenue. Great-grandmother said it would give her such a lovely view. So they took a look in Godey's lady's book to see what they could find. And they found a house, a jolly little house, with a queen in front and a Mary Ann behind. Now great-grandfather was a handy man, never wasted any time. He found a crew that knew just what to do with common brick, white pine, and lime. Mix that up. He said, I'll build a big veranda where Amanda can perch, and where I'll sit on Sunday morning when everybody else has gone to church. The neighbors said, and they shook their head, he's surely lost his mind. But he built that house, that jolly little house, with a queen in front and a Mary Ann behind. Now great-grandpa went last to rest with great-grandmother by his side. Aunt Amanda said, my land, a vacant house I can't abide. I'll start a ladies' seminary, it will be very select. And of course it will be very necessary that all my girls be circumspect. As you may guess, it was a great success, the girls were so refined. In that self-same house, that jolly little house, with a queen in front and a Mary Ann behind. Now Aunt Amanda's work was done at last, she had gone to her reward. Appeared a sign which bore the line announcing simply room and board. The old house soon was filled with rumors of every degree. Red flannel underwear and bloomers were hung out for everyone could see. The old porch stoop started into droop and the house looked so resigned. The self-same house, that jolly little house, with the queen in front and a Mary Ann behind. Couldn't call this a biographical song, it's a house-o-graphical song. Oh, there's another verse, but I'm not sure if I can remember it. The poor old house got looking worse and worse. So did River Avenue. Wooden shacks across the tracks spoiled great-grandma's lovely view. When several very pretty ladies moved in there one day, they were such charming Susan Sadies, but the wagon came and took them all away. One old dame said, "Isn't it a shame my girls were so refined? But they closed that house, that jolly little house, with a Queen Anne front and a Mary Ann behind." Oh, that's not folk music, it's doggerel. But then most folk music is doggerel after a fashion. Most folk music, too, was popular music at one time or other. Even Barbara Allen probably was. It was probably on the hit parade about 400 years ago. 12 gates to the city, hallelujah. I don't know if any of you heard this before, but it's one of these slow, rocking spirituals. 3 gates in the east, 3 gates in the north, 3 gates in the west, 3 gates in the south. There's 12 gates to the city, hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. 12 gates to the city. My Lord done just what he said. There's 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. There's 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. Try singing it now. Oh, what a beautiful city. These words mean more to you every year. Who those children dressed in red? There's 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. Must be the children that our Moses led. There's 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. 12 gates to city. Hallelujah. This verse must have been written for Governor Powell. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout, there's 12 gates to the city, hallelujah. Ain't nobody there gonna put me out, there's 12 gates to the city, hallelujah. One more time. I find I'm conveniently in the same key to sing you another tune. It's good to sing another spiritual. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Zion.
It's really about all there is to the song. Just one or two words change. We ought to get some harmony on this one.
Kumbaya, kumbaya.
Try it again.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Oh, Lord. Kumbaya.
There was a missionary who came back from East Africa, Angola, and taught this song to us. And a lot of people started singing it around the country, introducing it as an African spiritual or something. Lo and behold, someone was singing it down in North Carolina, and people there said, oh, we know this song. It's Come By Here, Lord, Come By Here. Come By Here, Lord, Come By Here. I'm not sure exactly how it got to Africa, but just yesterday I was reading a book was written by who graduated from the Negro College Talladega back around 1910. And he went over to Africa, East Africa, Angola, spent his whole life there teaching Africans what he could tell them about agriculture and medicine. And he worked at the mission. His name was Cole, Reverend Sam Cole. Maybe he was the one that taught him the song. It says, someone's praying.
Someone's praying, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's crying. Someone's crying, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's crying, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's crying, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, kumbaya. Someone's sleeping. Someone's sleeping, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's sleeping, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's sleeping, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's singing. Someone's singing, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's singing, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's singing, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya.
I tell you what, I have some requests which were made 10 days ago I would like to honor. You see, when I found out how many times I was singing in Chicago, I was kind of alarmed. I said, oh, good heavens alive. Well, I said I'll strike a bargain. I struck a bargain with some friends of mine. Said I wouldn't repeat myself more than 25% of the time, and I haven't so far. But this song was requested way back when I sang up the north side of town, when I first got here, before I caught this Midwestern bug you got. And one of the requests was for a song I recorded years ago. A
Tasman fort kan service the bullets and fight from Sperrople. Dorton is a stancia far on. Where off to the Nyack lick and sees a stancia on Mandikalin, Jean Koya, Jean, Jean, Jean.
This song was for a little town that is no more. When Hitler's troops came through in 1943-44, the whole town was wiped out, absolutely. It'll live a long time with a song. When you go from Sevastopol, not so far from Simferopol, just you go a little farther down. There's a little railroad depot known quite well by all the people, and it's called Zhankoye Zhan. Hey, Zhan, hey, Zhankoye, hey, Zhan, Billy, Zhankoye, Zhankoye, Zhan, Zhan, Zhan. And Aunt Natasha drives the tractor, Grandma runs the cream extractor. While we work, we all can sing our songs. Who says that Jews cannot be farmers? Spit in his eye, who would so harm us? Tell them of Jean Koya, Jean. Hey, Jean, hey, Jean Koya, hey, Jean, hey, Jean Koya, hey, Jean Koya, Jean, Jean, Jean. Hey, Jean, hey, Jean Koya, hey, Jean, hey, Jean Koya, hey, Jean Koya, Jean. Here's another old one. Los cuatro generales, los cuatro generales, los cuatro generales, mamita mía, serán alzados, serán alzados. Para la noche buena, para la noche buena, para la noche buena, mamita mía, serán ahorcados, serán ahorcados. Generals, the four insurgent generals, mamita mia, they tried to betray us, they tried to betray us. Madrid que bien resistes, Madrid que bien resistes, Madrid que bien resistes, mamita mia, los bombardeos, los bombardeos. Madrid, you wondrous city, Madrid, you wondrous city, Madrid, you wondrous city, mamita mia, they wanted to take you, they wanted to take you. Children, mamita mia, they did not disgrace you, they did not disgrace you. I have another... musical instrument over here I've been fooling around on. I wanted to show you something on it, just a second. I was listening to some of the records of old Hughie Ledbetter, trying to figure out how he could play that 12-string guitar so well. You know, it's got double strings. Well, I found out after much listening that what made him a good musician was the notes he didn't play. Not so much the notes he did play. And as I said last night, this is what makes Bach a better composer than Berlioz. All right, I'm in a nest of Berlioz fans. Let's sing one of his songs. Oh, here it is. Green corn, come along, Charlie. Green corn, don't tell Polly. Green corn, come along, Charlie. Green corn, don't tell Polly. All I need in this creation, two little wife, pardon me, two little babies in a big plantation. One named Tom, the other named Davy. One like pop, the other like gravy. Green corn, green corn, come along, green corn, come along, Charlie. Green corn, don't tell Polly. There's one song of Hughie's I'm going to try and sing. I don't know if my voice will get up there or not. It was such a personal song of his that hardly anybody else ever tried to sing it. He made it up himself. It was a blues he made up once in Washington, D.C. He and his wife were kicked out of a rooming house simply because they were Negroes. Not just out of one, but several places. They were trying to get together to play some music. And Alan Lomax, the folklorist, said, oh, Hughie, don't mind. Washington's a bourgeois town anyway. So Hughie took the line and made a song out of it.
Me and my wife went all over town. Everywhere we went, the people turned us down. Lord, it's a bourgeois town. Ooh, it's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. Come on, all you people, and listen to me. Don't try to buy no home in Washington, D.C. Lord, it's a bourgeois town. Ooh, it's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. The white folks in Washington, they know how to chuck a colored man a nickel just to see him bow. Lord, it's a bourgeois town. Ooh, it's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. The land of the free. I don't want to be mistreated by no bourgeoisie. Lord, it's a bourgeois town. Ooh, it's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around.
Send off this first half of the program with another song. The
Judy used to sing. I gotta change gears here. One thing about a 12-string guitar is it's not just twice as hard to tune, but somehow 12 times as hard to tune. This is a good old song. I don't think all the centuries will ever be able to destroy it. I love my mom and papa too. I love my mom and my papa too. And I leave them both to go with you. Careless love, love, oh love, oh careless love. Harmony on it. Hey, this is the girls' verse. Let's let the girls sing it. Sounds pretty. One more before we take a break. Ever sing in Yorkshire?
I haven't.
And I'm probably not pronouncing this song right at all, but it's a lot of fun just the same. Where hast thou been since I saw thee? On Ilkley Moor, but hard. Where hast thou been since I saw thee? Where hast thou been since I saw thee? On Ilkley Moor, Bath, on Ilkley Moor, Bath, on Ilkley Moor, Bath. And in case anybody doesn't know the Yorkshire language, that means on Ilkley Moor without a hat.
thou'lt surely catch thy death of cold. An ilkli murbaha, thou'lt surely catch thy death of cold. Thou'lt surely catch thy death of cold. An ilkli murbaha, an ilkli murbaha, an ilkli murbaha. Then we shall have to bury thee. An ilkli murbaha. Then we shall have to bury thee. Then we shall have to bury thee. An ilkli murbaha. Will come and eat the oop. An ilkli murbaha. Then worms will come and eat the oop. Then worms will come and eat the oop. An ilkli murbaha. An ilkli murbaha. An ilkli murbaha. Then ducks will come and eat the worm. An ilkli murbaha. Then ducks will come and eat the worms. Then ducks will come and eat the worms. An ilkli murbaha. An ilkli murbaha. An ilkli murbaha. Then we shall come and eat the ducks. An ilkli murbaha. Then we shall come and eat the ducks. Then we shall come and eat the ducks. An ilkli murbaha. An ilkli murbaha. An ilkli murbaha. Then we shall have et up thee. An ilkli murbaha. Then we shall have et up thee. Then we shall have et up thee. An ilkli murbaha. An ilkli murbaha. An ilkli murbaha. Then we shall have thee back again. An ilkli murbaha. Then we shall have thee back again. Then we shall have thee back again.